T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got to do a better job of coaching and a better job of understanding what we're trying to get done in the defense and make sure we're not trying to do too much defense, you know, as coaches and players. I think that's probably a little bit of what happened to us in the game. They hit a play on us here and there, and then we'll try to overcompensate instead of doing our job and count on each other to be where we should be.
Okay, so that's Keith Butler. I guess that first soundbite is okay enough. Like, less is more. Keep it simple, stupid. Let's not try to overcomplicate things. We screw up a play, then guys try to do too much. I don't know how much I agree with they hit a couple of plays on us. Dude, you gave up 40-plus points again. The quarterback had more touchdown passes than incompletions. I would say they probably hit more than a couple of plays
Travis on you. Kelce asked about his touchdown, said, well, I was pretty much wide open for both of them. Like, their guy, their best receiver, you might argue, in a sense, was openly mocking you when he talked about it. No one practically breathed on the quarterback for the majority of the day.
Yeah, I'm just going to fire off, Chris, some clips here from Butler.
I can't wait.
And I'm just going to throw out the question. If this sounds to you like a guy who is capable of coaching this defense
well,
up to a winning level. You know, I'm not holding this defense to the 1970s Steelers standards or even the standards of, say, 10 years ago. I'm just asking you, when you hear this guy's voice and his answers, if he sounds or comes across to you like someone who's actually going to figure this thing out. Here is Butler when asked, like, all right, you guys have stunk in your last two home games and you're facing a red-hot quarterback. You think you're going to be able to figure things out?
I hope it's simple enough where they can run the defense where it won't be a problem. Not that we had a bunch of MEs in the game, but we did have some guys running free a couple times. You saw the guy go down the middle. That was lack of communication on the field. We got to do a better job of that, and we as coaches got to do a better job of coaching these guys and making sure they're comfortable in what we're doing.
You don't say. I mean, yes. I mean, he's actually damning himself with that. We as coaches have to do a better job. Truer words have never been spoken.
But again, you want to talk about delusion or denial?
No, I know. I know what you're getting at.
A couple of plays, guys were open. It was not as if Patrick Mahomes just a couple of times found a weak spot or a vulnerability and there was miscommunication on one or two plays. Anybody who is in our audience right now who was inside Heinz Field on Sunday could tell you that there was massive miscommunication. Guys running on and off the field last second. Players looking at each other like, are you in the right position? Where am I supposed to be?
Aftermath of the first Kelce touchdown, what did you see? Vince Williams, two other defensive backs. I don't even remember who it was, Pony. And what were they doing? What did Williams do? Kind of did the head to the sky. What is going on?
Right.
Why wasn't somebody where they were supposed to be when the best, arguably the best pure receiving threat on that team caught a ball down the seam for a touchdown? Where were you guys?
Keith Butler on getting on the same page.
Shoot, you better have some voices in the ear because they don't look very good right now. I don't know if it's too many coaches in the ear. We all try to be on the same page. We meet together. We watch the film together. We come out of that film with the same things on our mind in terms of what we got to correct and what we got to do better. I don't think we're on different wavelengths with the coaches. I think we just got to make sure that when we communicate, they hear, you know, the same thing from all of us, and they are. They are.
If Keith Butler were commanding a top five stingy defense in the NFL, you would see prose written about him to the effect of, behind the folksy demeanor is the ruthless defensive mind that has propelled the Steelers to new heights. Because they are abhorrent defensively, you should, but maybe won't, read things like, Keith Butler, in describing his defensive failings, sounds just as confused as his players. He sounds like a guy fumbling around for answers
I just want to ask you this question, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think up in New England, when they are trying to get their defense on the field in a certain look, on a certain play, do you think that there are too many voices, or that there are even multiple voices in the headset of whoever their defensive captain is? Or is it one guy who has been their steward or their guiding light throughout this whole thing? It's Belichick. Like, Butler there is trying to shoot down the theory that there are too many cooks in the kitchen. And we hear people that cover this team on a daily basis say, the players don't know. Sometimes it's Keith Butler, sometimes it's Mike Tomlin, sometimes it's both. If you have a defense that is functioning properly, like, again, I'll use the example in Pittsburgh of where they were with Dick LeBeau 10 years ago. Do you think back then LeBeau would send in a defense and Tomlin would say, you know what, actually, let's do it this way? Or there was confusion. Ferrier was like, wait, why am I hearing Tomlin? Why am I hearing LeBeau? I think Tomlin probably said, you know what, you do your thing, Dick. Do your thing here. You guys are one of the best defenses in the NFL. You handle it. I don't need to meddle and get my hands dirty. But because they're so bad, you've got multiple coaches communicating at the same time, and the message is getting lost, Chris.
I think that's partly Tomlin's fault, and it's partly that whole idea of the Steelers' legacy sort of transition of power at defensive coordinator. Tomlin deferred to LeBeau much for the same reason that he deferred to some of the players. He knew he was stepping into a situation where there was a guy that was a legend that he didn't have to. He could be the CEO and just kind of make the broad-based decisions. So Keith Butler gets that job as he's the defensive coordinator in waiting that we're all hearing about. If you go back to several years ago, everyone's saying, oh, he's got different concepts than Dick LeBeau. So when he takes over, Tomlin says, well, he's not Dick LeBeau. Now's my chance to impart a little bit more of my strategy to this and my philosophies. If that was going to be the case, if you're Mike Tomlin, tell the brass if they want Keith Butler in, if the owner's box does, say, no, I'm hiring one of my guys. I'm going outside the organization. I'm not just because this guy coached for a decade and a half the same position group on this team.
They owed it to him because other teams wanted to hire him.
They don't owe him anything. If they don't think, if the head coach especially does not think he's the right man for the job, they don't owe him a damn thing.
Okay, so the buzzword here is miscommunication, right?
Yeah.
You're going to hear Butler in this soundbite address miscommunication. And after you hear him talk, you tell me if this is a guy that you could understand and properly communicate with.
We got a quarterback on the team. We all got to play what he's playing. Even if he's wrong, we all got to be wrong. We'll all be right if we do that. I know that don't make sense to y'all, but it makes sense to our guys. If they all play in the same defense, we're good.
Does it make sense to them?
If you're going,
does that even mean? Here, what did he just say there?
It's all right. I'll interpret. If we're all, as long as we're all playing the same defense, even if it's wrong, I'm still happier with that than us playing two wrong defenses.
Okay,
so he's actually giving you a two wrongs, in fact, do make a right there. He has solved the timeless equation.
So he's saying, if we have a crappy defensive look,
just
as long
everybody
as
go
we're
with
all
it.
In our crappy defensive look, that's okay.
On some twisted level, I could actually believe that. Like, if they should be playing man, but most of them are in zone and one guy's in man, that's going to go worse than if everyone's in zone. But that is, if that isn't the mark of somebody that, 4 years now on the job as defensive coordinator since 2015, hasn't figured it out yet?
I don't know what is. Chris, does that sound like a guy you would trust?
No. No.
If you were a defensive player on this team and you heard this guy, would you be like, you know what? I'm happy that he's leading us onto the field and into battle today because this guy's got his you-know-what straight.
No, and he doesn't have to be – you don't have to have a guy be a hard-ass or a taskmaster. Dick LeBeau was grandfatherly, some would probably say, in his approach, but it was very clear that there was a unity of voice there. It was one man, as you said, calling the defense, and there were no questions or qualms about
it. Butler sounds confused, and if he sounds confused talking about football, what is he like as a coach? I mean, I don't know. I want to get some thoughts in from people here. You know, the Steelers defense, you just heard Keith Butler.
If the defense is wrong enough and everybody's wrong, then it could be right.
In all seriousness, you just heard Keith Butler. When you hear this guy talk, does he sound to you like he's the right guy for this job? You just heard this guy tell you why he's going to fix the defense. Does anybody out there have any belief or trust that Keith Butler is going to be able to figure this thing out? Listen to this guy talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.